Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paid commercial program.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Dell challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. Proudly sitting in for Del today, I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Well, my friends, I've got a great show planned for today. I've got a special guest that's going to join us on the show, and this guest is an integral part of my personal real estate investment team, and this guest has been on the show before, but frankly, what he does is such an integral part and such an important step within single family real estate investing that I wanted to have this gentleman on the show again at least a couple times a year. And this gentleman has helped me on numerous deals. I rely on his guidance and his advice in each and every single family investment that I do. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome to the show Blake Johnson of Finishing Touches Remodeling out of Fort Worth, Texas. Welcome to the show, Blake.
Having us on.
Yeah, happy to have you on, Blake. So a little bit of background for the listener out there. Tell us exactly what you do and how it ties into real estate investing.
We are a rehab general contractor for real estate investors. And what I mean by rehab means that we are not a remodeling company. We do not work on homeowners or occupied properties. We strictly work and help investors build their portfolios.
Perfect. Yeah, so Blake, what you do really, we make money five ways in single family investing. So where you come in, you're going to help us on the cash flow because the cost of the rehab can definitely affect the cash flow on the property. But more importantly, you're helping us on that equity capture by rehabbing that property, and we're grabbing it at a certain level, a certain amount of EQ capture within that. So yeah, Blake, glad to have you. And so you're a vendor with Lifestyles Unlimited. Give us an idea. How long have you been a vendor with Lifestyles Unlimited and helping others?
I think we've been with the program since they came to Dallas-Fort Worth, which has been about 12 years now, maybe 13 years. But we basically have been there since inception in Dallas.
Yep, quite
some time.
We've
got a pretty good history with them.
You absolutely do. You absolutely do. And we met on our first property. So, Blake, take us, when should, and this show, I want to speak to folks that have never purchased any real estate whatsoever. Take us through the point that this, that someone should contact you and look at putting you on their team.
You know, Mike, that's a great question. And there's two different answers. One is contact us as soon as you possibly can and you realize that you're going to become a real estate investor, because you want to start interviewing and building your team. Because one thing I've learned is in this business, it happens really fast. Meaning, I know clients that have contacted us and said, hey, we're just getting started. We'd like to meet, talk to you, kind of understand who you are, let you know our vision. And the next thing you know, we're in three deals simultaneously together, because three deals just happen to land in their lap at the same time. And it's like, oh, wow, this is all happening really fast. So the sooner you can get plugged into your team and start building your team, the better off you're going to be. Second answer is as soon as you have that house under contract. I mean, the second the ink gets wet, you need to call your significant other, let them know, and then the next conversation needs to be with your contractor.
Right, during that option period so that you can get in and take a look at that property. Blake, once you get in that property, you're able to walk it. What's the turnaround time? Because I want the listeners to understand, we have 10 days, the clock's ticking. It may take you 1 or 2 days to get out there. But from that phone call to the time a single family investor generally has numbers in their hand and an idea of what that rehab is, what are we talking about?
It's usually about 3 days, Mike. I mean, I can do it sooner, but I'm just giving right. Expectations need to be clearly set, and I think probably 3 days is a fair amount of time. We can do them in 24 hours, but if we're doing them in 24 hours, we don't need to be meeting you at Friday at 4 o'clock and hope to have a 24-hour turnaround.
Yeah. So that 3 day is crucial. And I know you only work in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but for folks that are outside of that area, so when you put your – if it's a GC that's going to be on your team, that GC, that relationship, they need to understand that these houses go quick, so that when you find this opportunity – they need to get in there, and you need to help them get in there right away so that they can turn it. So 3 days is rapid. We've got a 10-day window, but that number's important because if you're walking in and you're saying, okay, we may need $25,000 in rehab for this property, but again, you want the professional to come in and say, no, we need $35,000, and does that change the deal? Does it affect the deal? Or we may only need $20,000. And so it's important for folks out there to understand this. You've got to get this person in there. They've got to take a look at the property. And then at the same time, you've got to have a game plan on the rehab tied to the level of the neighborhood. Okay, now that sounds somewhat complicated. Blake, talk to us about tying the rehab to the level of the neighborhood and what that means and why that's important.
Well, basically, it's important to be able to determine exactly what the after repaired value of the home is, and in that neighborhood, meaning we're not going to over rehab, we're going to rehab right, and we're going to do that by evaluating the comps and trusting the people that we've also employed on our team to give us the correct assessment of value. And then we're going to, for example, in a $120,000 neighborhood, they may not be called for granite, but if you have another rental that's in a $200,000 neighborhood, that does require granite. So we're going to try to advise and guide you and lead you down the right path so you don't over rehab, because you'll never get that money back out of the property because it's only worth what it's worth, and that's it.
You're exactly right. And so understanding that level of the neighborhood by spending an extra $2,000 here, $2,000 there, $2,000 there, my question to people that are always doing this for the first time is that additional expense going to allow you to get a greater rent? That's really how you have to look at these things. So if upgrading the countertops, and again, if you're in a neighborhood to where not everybody has granite countertops, it's just not the norm, and you're putting granite in, by spending that extra $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, are you going to get an extra $50 or $100 a month? And the answer is no. You're going to get what the market will bear, and it's based on the neighborhood. It's not based on anything else. I mean, you can have Blake, is crown molding in a rental getting anyone any more that you've ever seen?
No, not at all.
Right. What about Berber carpet?
No. There's a model that works. It's worked very well. I mean, I can attest to it. And that's what's so cool about the program is I've literally watched this thing work, go full circle. When the market was down, the clients were buying the houses very 50 cents on the dollar. And now we're going full circle, and I'm watching the same clients. We're going back in rehabbing these houses, and they're selling them, and they're walking away from closing with a boatload of money. So we're not trying to reinvent the wheel, Mike. We're just trying to roll it down the road.
Yes. And so our model is best product, best price. I mean, we're definitely fixing these properties up in a nice, nice fashion. I mean, the before and after, I love the before and after. I love seeing the process as it goes through. That part of it really appeals to me. It's a big reason why I do it is just to take the old dilapidated what if to where your friends and family are like, what are you doing? And then at the end, you're bringing it up. So it's a best product, best price. So we're not shirking by any means on anything. But when I facetiously say, hey, is the Berber carpet going to get you any addition? It's not. You've got to understand, it's a mathematical equation. So you've got to understand, look, we've got to bring this rehab up to where it makes sense, to where someone's going to walk in, they're going to want to live here, you're going to find a great resident for it, but you don't have to overdo it. And Blake, I want to say this, when I first got into it, I so much appreciate your honesty and your frankness, because I was that guy, right? I was that guy that said, yeah, let's put the stainless in here. Oh, yeah, we can spend a little extra money here, and we can spend a little extra money here. And you kind of stopped me from doing that till I figured out and started to really understand what we do. So I want to say thanks in that regard. So quickly, we're up against a break, and I want to talk real quick, and we'll come back with Blake at the end of the break. But the dates of our wealth and passive income have been released in Houston, Texas, and it's next year. And I want you to write these dates down. They're February 27th, 28th, and 29th. And this is the biggest Lifestyles Unlimited event that we do annually. And it also happens to be the biggest event of its kind in the country. That's the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. You can find information on that at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on Expo. I encourage you to get your seats now. Get your tickets now. This will sell out fast. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Del Walmsley Radio Show. We'll be right back in a moment.
We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty Magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
What would $200 to $500 extra income a month do for you? It's one of the five ways investment real estate earns money. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we will show you how. Lifestyles Unlimited has been teaching people how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you the five ways to make money with real estate investing. The first way is cash flow. Cash flow is the reason we seek passive income producing assets. When you have cash flow, you have income. You buy a piece of real estate where the rental income is greater than the monthly income by a decent margin. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you about proper cash flow and other ways that real estate makes you money. To learn how to attend a free Lifestyles Unlimited workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com and learn the map to financial freedom in less than 5 years. That's 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talk
1370. With some more unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. We're talking about single-family rehab with Blake Johnson of Finishing Touches Remodeling. Blake is definitely a prime member of my real estate team because the single-family properties I purchase, for the most part, are deep, deep rehab plays. And so I'm talking about houses that are to be polite, deferred maintenance, less than perfect, I guess, comes to mind. And other people say other things. But at first glance, this isn't a house that maybe an uninformed real estate investor would purchase. But I do want to throw our number out there. If you've got any questions at all for Blake or myself about the rehab process or some of the steps to getting started, the number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Give us a call or shoot me an email at askmike@luinc.com. That's askmike@luinc.com. Okay, Blake, so in case some of the listeners missed it on the first segment, again, tell us how you are different than the typical general contractor.
Based contractor, meaning we don't work on occupied homes. We only work on vacant properties for real estate investors. We've been in business 21 years, and we understand the real estate from every aspect, meaning we understand the importance of the after-repair value. We understand how hard money works and the importance of hard money, but getting in and out of the loans as quickly as we can. We just have an acute knowledge of everything real estate in North Texas because we've been so entrenched in it for the last 20-some-odd years.
Fabulous. Yes, for you listeners out there, how great is it to have someone on your team that has literally done thousands of these, thousands, okay? In many cases, Blake has more understanding of the model, where we're coming from and where we're going, than the actual first-time investor. I know for a fact than the first-time investor because I was there when I met Blake and I was the first-time investor, and I kind of was, you know, lost a little bit, deer in headlights a little bit, but I had a direction. I knew where I was going, and someone like Blake was there to help me out. But I want to talk to you folks that are in other parts of the country. You need to find these individuals. You need to find these people that understand, hey, this is an investment. This is a rental property that we are rehabbing. This is not a high-end remodel by any means, and preferably find that individual that understands real estate, that understands hard money, that understands leverage and what we're doing here. So, Blake, that hits on a keynote here. Tell us about interviewing your contractor. Why is that important?
Oh, Mike, you hit a touchy subject with me. You know, it's really critical, especially for new investors, because they don't know. And the worst, you know, what I always tell clients when they're interviewing contractors and they're at their house, they're at a house and they're saying, okay, what do we need to do here? When the investor asks the contractor, what do we need to do here? Or the contractor says, what would you like to do? That should be a key indicator that we need to really watch this guy closely, this guy or girl closely, and see exactly what he's going to start leading us. Because when I walk into a client with a new investor or seasoned investor, my first question out of my mouth is, how are we going to rent it? Or are we going to sell it? If we're going to sell it, how much are we selling it for? If we're going to rent it, how much is it going to rent for? And what's the after repaired value? That way I can already in my mind start tailoring. In fact, I go so far as to go online and sometimes screenshot the areas in the neighborhood of the houses and add it to my calendar so I know what I'm walking into. So when I go there, I already know, oh, this is a $150,000 neighborhood. We need to do X, Y, and Z. So if a new investor is coming into the contractor and the contractor is asking, what do you want to do? That means he's probably more geared towards working for homeowners as opposed to investors. Because a homeowner is going to have that attitude, and the contractor does have that attitude with the homeowner. But we're not doing that. We're playing a whole different game, Mike.
We're playing a time game, too, which is crucial. We talked about the time factor during the option period, but now let's move forward. The new investor has purchased the home, and I'm assuming you're using hard money. If you're following our model, you're using hard money to take down these properties. And if you don't know what that is, please shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com. This is not a hard money show. We'll have one of those coming up in a few weeks. But I'm assuming you're in hard money because we use leverage, and leverage is how we make massive returns on these properties. So, again, where Blake's going is this is a time crunch. If your contractor's meeting you at the house and saying, all right, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, what direction are we going? Where are we going? What color do you want? What level of trim? We are wasting massive, massive amounts of time. So, Blake, let's touch on that because when I bought my first house, again, I was deer in the headlights, and it was a house that essentially I was going to back out on because I was uninformed. And thank those folks at Lifestyles Unlimited for giving me some backbone and telling me, Harrison, this is a deal that you need to take down. But I met you out there immediately, and I was scared to death. But the beauty, what I loved, is you told me what color we were going to paint the house. You told me what trim level, the appliance level, what kind of countertops. And, Blake, if you would, take it from there, and why is that important?
Well, it's critical because it's all part of the model. Again, we're trying to roll the wheel, not reinvent it. I have a client, I love to use that examples, real-life examples. I feel like people learn better and can appreciate real-life examples. So I have a client that wanted to pick out her own paint colors. So we already had the house prepped and ready to paint, but we're waiting on her. So after about day number four of not getting any paint colors, we had to reach out to her and say, hey, we need our colors. We're sitting. We're not getting anything accomplished right now. She sends back an email a day later, and she says, I've had a family emergency. I'm out of state. I am not going to be able to pick those colors. I have to deal with my family and the emergency that I have at hand. So will you please go ahead and pick out the colors? And I'm like, we should have done that at the beginning. I mean, I already know it's going to be a gray color palette with white trim and gray, light gray walls. And I mean, it's what everybody's doing. It's the norm. So we're trying to appeal to the masses in these rentals. We're not trying to do a customized, specialized deal. We're appealing to a large group of people. And that's what that currently in the market, that's what this large group of people wants.
Right. So she held it up, what, 4 or 5 days? And he ended up getting back to square one. And if I was, that's insane. And that's 4 or 5 days, again, in a hard money loan that's a high interest. And so there's dollars out the window. And then she finally comes back, brings you back to square one and says, do what you just normally do. My advice to her, or my question to her would be, hey, is this paint color, again, back to what I said in segment one, is this paint color going to get you another $25 a month in your rent, or $50 a month? What are we doing? What is so special about this paint that the light gray palette isn't going to do? And so, you've got to get out of that. Your first time investors, we're going to make this functional. We're going to make it safe. We're going to make it a nice place to live. It is going to be best product, best price, but let's not get lost in the minutia. Let's not get lost in the carpet color. We're not doing anything weird. We're not putting green shingles on the outside of the house. We're picking a weatherwood. We're going with what the neighborhood will bear. And so what Blake's saying is crucial here. We're not reinventing the wheel. We're pushing it down the road. We want functional, safe, clean, modern. Okay? We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll continue discussing single-family rehab in just a moment.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Talk 1370, the right choice. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today we've been discussing single family rehab with Blake Johnson of Finishing Touches Remodeling. Blake's an important part of my real estate investment team. If you've got any questions or comments at all for Blake or myself, now's the time to call. Our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335, or feel free to shoot me an email, and I do respond to each and every email personally at askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. I want to take a moment. I just want to say that what we do, real estate investing and single-family rehab investing, it is 1,000 times more fun than 401k investing, and frankly, many, many times greater returns within real estate investing, but it's a lot more fun. And this is a national show. We have members in all 50 states. We even have members in other countries. And if you want to learn more about who we are and what we do and how we do it, I encourage you to attend a free workshop. We have them all over the country. And the way to check out a free workshop is retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Go to retireinfive, and that's the number five. Type in five, don't, not F-I-V-E, the number five, retireinfiveyearsorless.com, or call our national office and sign up at, you can call us at 866-945-6565. That's 866-945-6565. In the next few weeks, we'll be in Austin, Houston, Plano, Texas, Nashville, Tennessee, Dallas, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, Baltimore, Maryland, Phoenix, Arizona, Denver, Colorado, Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington. That's just in the next few weeks. So if you're in those markets, again, if you want to see what we do, no obligation at all, I encourage you to attend a free workshop. Or let's say you're listening and you don't want to do the free workshop and you just want to sign up and get access to our education, access to our two-day seminar, that you can go to buymylifeback.com. Our annual fee is only $740 per year. That is a family membership, buymylifeback.com. All right, Blake, before I forget, I want you to throw out for the listeners, in case someone wants to get a hold of you, how can they get a hold of you?
You can reach us at finishingtouchesremodeling.com. Or you can call our office at area code 817-451-6565.
Perfect. Okay, we left off on, there's a couple of points I really want the folks out there to understand. And we were last discussing in the second segment, but I kind of want to touch back on it just in case somebody's just now tuning in. But it's so, so important that your general contractor has the plan for you, okay, that you're not meeting them and they're picking out everything. So, Blake, let's touch back on some of the reasons why it's important that you're picking out our level of trim, because there's several points in there.
Well, it's critical because we have vetted all the different aspects of the colors, the paint selections, the faucets, the fixtures, the lighting, the doorknobs, everything that we are installing in these rentals. It's been vetted. It's been time true. And it works, and it fits the criteria of the different models of homes that we're doing. And, you know, again, I get some clients that want to go and go on Amazon and purchase all their own products and then have them delivered to the job. Well, to be honest with you, half the time those end up missing because somebody ends up, you know, they end up on a front porch and somebody takes them, and then we're back to square zero, where if I can provide the fixtures and install them, they're in my warehouse. They're secure until we're ready to go out and install them. And if you want to see them prior, I've got pictures, I've got catalogs you can look at, and you can see all the fixtures that we install on a daily basis, and they work. They're nice, neat, and functional, and that's our goal.
Yeah, they're not cheap by any means. So no. I don't want people getting the wrong connotation here, but look, a 4 or 5 day delay, there's a speed to this, okay? There's a time crunch to it. We want to purchase this home, and within 90 days, maximum, we want a resident in this property, okay? And preferably much less than that, okay? So a 3, 4, 5, 6 day delay for a different paint color or a different carpet trim, maybe a different brand of, you know, instead of Maytag, you want Brand X or what have you as an oven, you're not saving anything. And Blake, what's that sticker that you hand out to people?
the sticker reads, it's not my house, it's my investment.
Exactly. And again, hey, I'm guilty of it. It took me 3 or 4 houses to get that figured out. And so I had to overcome it. I was wanting this a certain way and that a certain day, certain way. And again, it's a mathematical equation, okay? Changing these things isn't going to get you another $50 a month in rent, okay? The lease, the value of the lease is what the value of the lease in the neighborhood. We're best product, we're best price. We can't ask an extra $100 because we have a certain type of appliance over the house next door that's got a great brand new appliance that, you know, stainless finish, for instance. You're not going to get that. So again, it's not your home, it's your investment. And Blake, I want to talk about this because I do have a lot of first timers. They'll call me, they'll look at a house, and I'm just helping them along the way, or we're answering questions, or they're friends of mine that are getting into it. And they, in their mind, may have $25,000 in rehab, and it ends up being $30,000 or $35,000. Are you running into some folks that are underestimating the amount of rehab in some of these properties?
All the time, Mike. Every day, and the conversation is always the same, and it's always a matter of, well, we weren't expecting it to be that much, or we missed the fact of that it needs a new roof, or I didn't take into consideration that the air conditioner is original. You know, I don't know what that looks like. You know, there's always a reason why we missed our numbers.
Okay.
When the clients were putting their estimates together.
Right. So there's the big five. You want to check electrical, plumbing, roof, foundation, and what am I leaving out? Electrical, plumbing, roof, foundation.
HVAC.
So, yeah, I want to take the HVAC, for instance. Let's say you're figuring $25,000, and suddenly you need a new HVAC, and it moves the rehab to 30, or you need $5,000 in roof work, and it moves it to 30 or 35. Let's say you're plus 10 in your rehab on a home that after repaired value is going to be 150 plus. Look, too often I see first timers back out of homes because of this. And I don't want you to do that. Again, the math still has to make sense. You know, if you run into something that's got $25,000 in foundation, okay, maybe we have something, but $5,000, $7,000, $10,000 in the huge short term, your cash flow is going to come down a little bit, but we're taking out 30-year notes on these properties, okay? $5,000 to $10,000 on a 30-year note is not going to change the needle so much that it makes this investment a poor investment. It knocks your initial cash flow down. You're going to catch up on that cash flow as rents come up. So too often folks are backing out. So I think it's important to have a good mentor and to have don't have a drop dead number, but have maybe a max number. But again, be willing to change here and there because you're going to have items like this come up. So Blake, new investors, there's a lot of fear out there. What do you see with some of these investors that'll pull up to the property and it's a little worse than they expect? What are some of their reactions?
The most common one is, I can't believe people live like this.
Yeah.
I hear that at least 2 or 3 times a day. In fact, I say it myself sometimes. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and I still walk into some of these houses and go, I can't believe it. But, you know, a lot of them, they walk into these houses, and it smells like dogs or cats and cigarettes, and the people walk out and they go, oh my gosh, it's so disgusting. It stinks so bad. And I have to stop them and say, listen, that's the smell of money. You need to get back in here and absorb this. And we're going to walk through this, and you're going to learn from this, and we're going to slowly walk you through this process as opposed to allowing them to let fear set in. And we're going to turn that fear around and turn it into a powerful tool and show them it's going to be okay. You know, you have a team behind you. You've got your hard money. You've got your contractor. We've got property management in place. All you literally need to do is hit autopilot and go.
Yeah. No, you're right. I joke because I bought a house and I refer to it as the Noah's Ark house, and I bought it several years ago because I think there's about 9 people living in the house, and they had 3 dogs that were over 100 pounds. They had 4 or 5 cats. They left the attic door open because the cats like to go hang out in the attic, which was, I think they were using it as a litter box. They had snakes. They had lizards. It was unbelievable. And I took my wife. I was so happy when I bought it. I was like, hey, you got to come see this place. And it was about an 1,800 square foot. It was nice, 4-bedroom. And Blake, I don't know if you remember the house. I'm not going to throw the address out. But my wife came in, the smell hit her, and she turned and ran out in the front yard. And we joke about that all the time. But when you were done, no one ever knew. That was, I mean, the smell was gone. The house was beautiful, tile, granite, everything. My friends, you don't need to be afraid. This is the Del Walmsley Radio Show. My name's Mike Harrison. We'll be right back in a moment.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty Magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to DellOnTheRadio.com to access our free live training event schedule. What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to 5waywemakemoney.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's 5waywemakemoney.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
Back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. We've been discussing single-family rehab with Blake Johnson of Finishing Touches Remodeling. Blake's an important part of my real estate investing team because he helps me take these properties that are less than perfect with the deferred maintenance, and we make them perfect. We make them perfect in every way to the neighborhood. So best product, best price. We make it a great place to live. We find a great resident to live in that home, and it's a home that we can all be proud of. So quickly, before we get back into the show, a little reminder for our friends in Arizona, in the Phoenix area. We did just open our new office in Phoenix. Our case study is this weekend in Phoenix, 12-14, excuse me, not case study, our two-day seminar, our two-day financial freedom seminar is in Phoenix on 12-14 and 12-15. That's taught by David Fisher. So you Arizona folks that are attending that, and maybe some of you that have not signed up, you are in for a real treat if you can find a way to attend our two-day seminar in Phoenix, Arizona. So Blake, here we are on the last segment. There's two very important parts I wanted to drive home in today's show. And one, I think we nailed it, and that's the fact that your GC is driving the rehab. They're driving the level of rehab. They're driving the trim. They're driving what to pick out, the appliances, the whole nine yards. And that's for speed. That's for ease. That's for repeatability. There's a lot of reasons why we do it. But the second one is so many people come to me and they feel like they got to live close to their rent homes, and that is just absolutely not the case. You don't have to live near your rent home. You don't even have to live in the same city as your rent home, the same state, or even out of the country. So let's talk about some folks that are investors in properties here in the DFW area but don't live nearby. How's that work from your end?
It works fabulous from our end, to be honest with you, because it eliminates a lot of confusion, because they're, I hate to say this, but to a certain level, it's blind trust. You know, it's faith in the process and faith in the program. We've got a lady in Hawaii. I was at her house on Friday, and this is her third rental, and she's in her auction period. We just went to confirm her rehab numbers for her on Friday. and I've never even met her. She flew in town one time between two of the rehabs just to see one finished and one in progress. But I've never met her. We're on, you know, like I said, we're doing number three right now. I've got one guy that lives in, I have a guy that lives in Australia that he does some investing in Texas, in North Texas. And then we've even got some as far as Israel.
Yes. A group out of Israel. And I remember they came to a case study one night and they're up there and they're talking about their properties. And in many ways, the pictures that are going up are just, that was just pictures to them. But the local boots on the ground had definitely seen the property. And someone asked him, they said, how come you've never been to your property? And he said, well, in the past, I was an owner of stock and I had owned, for instance, Berkshire Hathaway, but I never felt important to us to go drive by and look at the home office at Berkshire Hathaway. So he's driving home the philosophy of the stickers that you hand out. It's not your home, it's your investment. So how does this work? How are you rehabbing and showing, you know, what's being done and all that to the folks that are out of state and out of the country even?
Man, technology is such a driving force behind that ability. It is unreal. I mean, I met her agent, who I have a relationship with now. We're on house number three. And we put our game plan together on the vision for the home. Once that game plan was together, I basically gave my tablet to the agent and said, you're going to become the camera girl and you're going to film me explaining our vision of what we're going to do to this client. As soon as she videoed me, I uploaded it to our YouTube channel and sent it off to her. She had the ability to watch it. She sent it to her husband. And, you know, I told her, you know, to do my vision, it's probably going to be about $8,000 more than what she wanted to spend on the rehab. But she said, you know what, go ahead and write it up with your vision. It looks amazing. And if we can make the numbers work, we're going to make the numbers work. If not, we'll just scale it back. But she has that level of comfort, even though she's in another state, you know, Hawaii, 8 hours away from us. And it's just, it's immediate. It's so fluid. It's easy to be done in today's time with technology being what it is.
The beauty of technology. I mean, it's instantaneous. You can shoot her an email with a picture and say, hey, I ran into this. Here's your two options. We can do A or we can do B. And she may be in Hawaii, maybe 24 hours before she gets back to you. She's obviously living the life, right? So in Hawaii, she can get back and say, Blake, let's do X. And there's a couple that I know of that live in Virginia, and I believe they have 24 doors in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Not only are they buying the properties pretty much through pictures and online, and they're running the math. I mean, they're not doing this blind, but they're also managing the properties from Virginia, and people do this all the time. So I want to kill this notion that you need to be close to your rent home. You don't even have to be in the same town, the same state, or out of the country. And Blake, you did hit on something else that reminds me. That first property we did together in Arlington, truth be told, I was at that property every 2 to 3 days max. I mean, I was in, I was checking, I was looking. Even though you're sending me pictures and you're sending me videos, here's what's going on, your project manager's talking to me. And then by the time we got to house 12, I think, it was 11 or 12. How often did you and I meet at that house?
We never even met at that one. We did that one over the phone, and I wrote the scope of work. He said, yep, looks good. Sign off and go for it.
You know, what's funny is the house in Arlington's probably a 30-minute drive from my home. That last house is probably an 8-minute drive from my home, and I never went to it. So I still don't drive by it. I mean, it's math, and it is or it isn't. And, you know, things come up, and you take care of those. And, again, it is an investment, my friends. These are investments. We treat them as investments. This is a business. We run a business. But how incredible would it be to have someone on your team that has literally thousands of rehabs under his belt, his or her belt, to find that team member that can guide you? Because sometimes I'm looking in thinking, and I'm no GC. I may say, I think we need to do this. And my GC, my trusted partner, trusted member of my real estate team is saying, no, Harrison, we need to do this. So, Blake, yes, technology is beautiful. You're able to email, here's where we are within the rehab process. Here's the pictures. Here's the rehab that we've done so far. Here it is when it's finished. So I really want to thank you for coming on today. I appreciate everything you do. Thanks, Blake. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I want you to remember, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle.
Everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Access past show podcasts and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.